We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from this Super Bowl crazy gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital, and the South Point streaming, studio streaming at YouTube, the South Point Studios here in Las Vegas. We welcome you to the show. We welcome all of our listeners running around town this morning. Lots of people going to the grocery store, getting all those goodies for the big food fest and the Super Bowl tomorrow. You'll be listening to us on Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. That is our anchor station here in Las Vegas for radio. And, of course, on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, Google phone with your apps, KSHP app that you can listen to us, and, of course, the YouTube app where you can see and hear us. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this big Super Bowl weekend coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. There's only one place that people would rather be than at the game itself, and that is here at in Las Vegas. We are expecting, and they're coming in right now, we are expecting by kickoff tomorrow for the Super Bowl, around 316,000 people here in Las Vegas, And a good portion of them will be here at the South Point with our free ballrooms of entertainment. The big ballrooms will be open. Several ballrooms will be open for the Super Bowl. And it's all free tomorrow. The free admission doors open at 10:30. And there'll be the big ballroom, of course, and the Napa room, and the showrooms, and the lounges, and the both books, the race book and the sports book. Of course, the race book will turn into the big screen TVs and seating for the Super Bowl as soon as the racing is done tomorrow. And we're going to have a great time here. Food and beverage discounts as well. And you can park your car for free, get in for free, go to the you know, the ballrooms for free, enjoy yourself, have a great time, and you won't be spending an exorbitant amount of money just finding a seat, and certainly other than that with the food and beverage discounts as well. And so you want to come out and enjoy. If you really want to enjoy yourself here in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, this is the place to be here at the South Point. By the way, tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday, there's only going to be six racetracks running. Fairgrounds is taking off. As a matter of fact, not only because it's in, obviously, the Super Bowl in New Orleans, the fairgrounds will be off tomorrow. However, they're going to have a twilight post time there today. It's a 3 o'clock post time here in the Pacific time zone. And so what they're doing is they're having a big, I guess, Super Bowl evening of racing at the fairgrounds tonight. They won't be racing tomorrow. Oaklawn Park is taken tomorrow off as well for the Super Bowl. So tomorrow, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, you'll only have Aqueduct going, Gulfstream, Laurel, Santa Anita, Sunland Park, and Tampa Bay. Those are the only tracks that will be running tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday. And the only track that will have a special early post time is the one on the West Coast, which is Santa Anita. They'll have an 11 o'clock post time because they want to get done before kickoff at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time for the Super Bowl tomorrow. But this place is starting to jam up now with folks, and they're betting the proposition bets like crazy. Listen, I've got Vinny Mugliolo, one of the sports book odds makers here at the South Point, going to join us a little bit later on the show to talk about some of the happenings here and, of course, some of the betting opportunities as well here at the South Point for the Super Bowl. As far as racing is concerned today, how about this? Our Super Bowl in the racing world is, of course, the Kentucky Derby. And today we have a race at Tampa Bay Downs that will produce 20 points in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. That is the Sam F. Davis. And there's also 20 points up for grabs in the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard in the Suncoast Stakes. Both of them are four stakes races overall today at Tampa Bay. And, of course, we'll check in with the stakes races. Aqueduct has a couple. Santa Anita, Oaklawn Park will have a couple of Grade 3s. Gulfstream and Turfway Park will also have a stakes race apiece as well. Now, as far as the weather is concerned here in Las Vegas, not a problem. It's 46 degrees outside right now, which is pleasant considering the last couple of weeks has been in the low 30s when we were walking through the parking lot. Today it's 46, going to get up to 66 today here in Las Vegas. As far as tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, expecting the overnight and in the morning hours to be around 40, 41 degrees, and in the afternoon 62, but hey, it's always fast, firm, and perfect here at the South Point in the big ballrooms, et cetera, in this massive property here. Not a problem. Okay, as far as the conditions are concerned around the country today, Miami 79, New York 38, you've got Chicago at 33, Phoenix, Arizona 79, Los Angeles 65. And as far as the precipitation, et cetera, all I can tell you is this, the southern part of the country is going to be great. Going to be great conditions there in Florida and Louisiana and Texas, the Gulf of America, and all of the places there in the south. It's going to be great racing as far as weather conditions. Now, the weather, we've got some weather that's moving through the northeast and from the Midwest to the northeast that may cause some problems. We'll wait and see about Aqueduct when we check in with Jonathan Hardoon a little bit later on. Peter Miller is in the hot box again with the HISA. He's getting a 15-day suspension and $2,500 fine for a positive for an analgesic that Peter Miller said was from contamination. He said one of the grooms had this analgesic, and as a result of that, It was contamination. But he's not going to argue. Peter Miller said he's not going to appeal. He's going to take the 15 days and the $2,500 fine for an analgesic that was obviously one of the grooms that had when he was. He said he thought the grooms passed it on to the horse when he was tying the horse's tongue. So there you have it. Peter Miller again at the odds with Heisen. This is getting ridiculous, folks. But enough said about that. The Saudi Cup, hey, they've got pre-entries for the Saudi Cup, folks. And as far as that race is concerned, remember that for the Saudi Cup, Sierra Leone and Whyte Barrio won't be making that race, but there are 13 probable starters for the Saudi Cup. Remember, that happens 2 weeks from today in Saudi Arabia. It's a $20 million race, and it looks like the pre-entries or the horses that are probable for the race include the Japanese horse, Forever Young, another Japanese horse, Romantic Warrior. Those two are the big Japanese horses. Ushiba Tesoro is also. So those three Japanese horses are the ones that are going to take most of the attention there at the Saudi Cup. Locked is going there. He's a possibility. Laurel River, that super winner of the Saudi Cup last year, or I should say, I think, yeah, it was either the Saudi Cup or the Dubai World Cup. Anyhow, Laurel River, big winner last year in the Mideast. He'll be in that race. Factor Cheval. Rattle and Roll is going in there for Kenny McPeak after winning the Clark Handicap at Churchill Downs. Walk of Stars, El Codigo is another horse that's going in that race. Ramjet, Wait to Excel, Wilson Tesoro, Soul of an Angel is going to be in there. Safi Joseph is sending that horse out. Defunded will be in that race as well. Intense for Me and Wooten's Son. Those are the horses. Those are the possibles now of the horses that are eligible for the Saudi Cup. That'll be 2 weeks from today. So we'll wait and see who goes there. But our two big horses here decided one is on the shelf and the other one decided not to go, going in the Met Mile instead. All righty. And another bit of piece of news that another bad piece of news from Northern California, as far as Northern California racing is concerned. As you know, the California Racing Fairs decided not to have any race meet this year in Northern California, but Santa Rosa was not part of that Northern California Racing Fairs. They had their separate fair that was going on. They announced yesterday that they will not be looking for racing days. There will be no racing this year now in Northern California for the Northern California Fair at Santa Rosa, which means it's all practically dead up there in Northern California. There's nothing to be said anymore about that. It's all gone. And we'll wait and see the ramifications of that. Okay, back to the good news, though. We got our handicappers standing by. Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, Jerry Jane, of course, Vinny Mugliolo as well. And I want to pass on just a couple of results from yesterday. Yesterday at Aqueduct, Eric Cancel had a couple of winners, winning for Rachel Sells and Linda Rice, $5.90 and $4.50 respectively. Manny Franco, Franco had three winners yesterday on the at Aqueduct. Franco won the fourth race for Fernando Ebrua at $5.60, and then he won the sixth race, $6.60 for Tom Morley. And he capped it off with his third winner in the seventh race for George Weaver, paying $3.50. George Weaver won the last two races. That trainer won the last two races. He also came back in the eighth race with the Manny Franco's fourth win of the day. I take that back. Manny Franco had four wins yesterday. Two for George Weaver. Those two got together for the last two races and paid $3.50, of course, in the seventh race and $4.60 in the last race. You get the gist of the payoffs yesterday at Aqueduct. Anemic payoffs yesterday at Aqueduct. Highest priced winner of the day, you ready? $6.60. Enough said at the Big A yesterday. Gulfstream Park yesterday, Luis Saez won the first and last races. First race winner paid $8.60, and the last race winner for Antonio Sano paid $7.40. Safi Joseph Jr. had a couple of winners. Edgar Zayas won his first winner in the third race at $2.60. Came back in the fifth race with Ired Ortiz aboard, paying $4.40. And it was pretty much a day of a lot of favorites as well at Gulfstream. As a matter of fact, looking at Gulfstream, the highest priced winner of the day paid $10.40. Well, what about Santa Anita, right? I mean, that's the place where all the favorites are coming in. Well, it wasn't too much better at Santa Anita either. The highest priced winner at Santa Anita yesterday paid $7.80. That happened in the seventh race and in the eighth race. The eighth race, by the way, the winner there, Peter Miller, Juan Hernandez got together for that 780 winner in the form of Win Ribbon. You remember, Win Ribbon was a pick on the show from Richie Ang. Jerry J's pick in the race that created the Sirocco play just had a horrendous start. With this new apprentice aboard, they opened the gate, and this apprentice almost fell backwards on the horse, and that horse was totally eliminated. That was Chasing Money, who did nothing but chase around the track. So you can put just a big X through that race there. Chasing Money should be a horse you might want to play back. But Rich Ang's horse did get it done for Peter Miller and John Hernandez, paying $7.80. So congratulations to them. Asa Espinosa won a couple of races. He won the fifth race, paying $4.60, came back in the seventh race and paid another $7.80 there. And Juan Hernandez capped off a two-win day in the ninth and final race for Doug O'Neill, paying $2.80. There were a lot of filthy favorites, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita yesterday. Let's hope we got those filthy favorites out of the way for the big weekend here. Oaklawn Park, Tyler Bacon had a couple of winners, $11.60 and $7 respectively. Norm McKnight had a couple of winners as a trainer. He also had that $11.60 winner and a $10 winner later on in the day. Tom Amos doubled up as well. He won the eighth race with Rafael Bejarano at $6 even. And Bejarano Amos came right back to win as a team in the ninth race as well, paying $10.40. So Bejarano and Amos both had a couple of wins yesterday at Oaklawn Park. And that is what happened yesterday. Those are handicappers getting ready for today. We got a big show on this Super Bowl weekend here, coming to you live and direct from the South Point. Don't forget, if you're going to YouTube and you haven't subscribed yet, do it. Go to YouTube, get to our page, subscribe. It is free. Subscription is free. And then you can start chatting away on the chat box. And our guys are going crazy right now, so join them as well on this little social media chat box that we have here for the Race Day Show. And we are just getting started on this Saturday. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday here in Las Vegas. And it's now it's time to get to the racing menu for today. These are the racetracks that will be out there on our racing menu today. These will be the tracks rolling out here in our race book here at the South Point. I want to remind you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, going to play the races right behind us in the race book, these will be the first post times. If you're listening anywhere else and watching us anywhere else around the world in so many different time zones, adjust whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, so you'll be right for the post times for you and wherever you're at, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? And boy, I could tell you, these guys are chatting away on the chat box, that's for sure. In any case, we will get started with your racing menu. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has 9 races today. Their first post time at Mahoning Valley is at 9:15. And again, they have 9 races today, 9:15 first post time at Mahoning Valley. And by the way, they have a pick six jackpot carryover of $1,435 there at Mahoning Valley. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has a small carryover in their pick six jackpot, just $408. Their 9 race program starts at 9:25 at Laurel. Gulfstream Park has 12 races today. The feature race there is the ladies sprint at 5 furlong schedule for the turf. Fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. It looks like good weather there, so that will probably stay on the turf. That's the 10th race on the card. Before any scratches, there's a 9-horse field, and the 9-5 favorite there is Just a Care with Luis Saez aboard. First post time at Gulfstream Park is at 9:20. Gulfstream Park's pick six jackpot carryover stands at $266,774 today. All right, Tampa Bay is next. Big races at Tampa Bay today. 4 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Pelican Stakes will be the 5th, and the favorite in that race at 2-1 is Nutella Fella. Then you'll have the Minaret Stakes. That's the 6th, and a field of 8 before scratches. The big 7-5 favorite there is Nick Style with the Junior Alvarado. By the way, Alvarado is also on the 2-1 favorite in the Pelican. Then we go to the Suncoast Stakes. This is for the 3-year-old fillies going a mile in 40 yards. 20 Kentucky Oaks points up for grabs. 8 go to the post before scratches. Your 5-2 favorite there is Her Laugh with Irad Ortiz Jr. That's going to Tampa Bay today. And the big jockeys are there, of course, for the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis. That'll be the 11th on the card at a mile and 16th. That is part of the Tampa Bay Derby Series, and it holds 20 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points as well. 10 go in the race before any scratches today. Favorite on the board is Owen Almighty, 2-1 on the board. That with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. Remember, Owen Almighty got disqualified from a win in his last start. He's the 2-1 favorite today in the Sam F. Davis. That is the 11th race of 12 races today at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's first post time is set at 9:25, and they have a pick six jackpot carryover at Tampa Bay of $21,623. Then we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York. And as far as Aqueduct is concerned in New York, mostly sunny, 29 degrees, they say, at Aqueduct. Ooh, that's a little chilly, but it's fast. The track is fast there. First post time is at 9:40 today at Aqueduct, 9:40 at the big A today with 9 races. A couple of stakes races, and they come early on the card, too. The Damon Runyon for 3-year-olds at 7 furlongs would be the 2nd race on the card, because the 2-5 favorite in that 5-horse field is Sand Devil with Jose Lascano. Right after that, the Eastview Stakes will be the 3rd, 7 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. Again, just 5 in that race. Big favorite there is Naive Melody. Naive Melody with Kent DeSormo going to New York to ride at 6-5 as the favorite. Boston's Finest is at 9-5 second choice in that short 5 filly field. So the 2nd and 3rd races are the big stakes races at Aqueduct today. Their first post time for their 9 races set at 9:40. Oaklawn Park is next. Their feature will be the rescheduled $250,000 Grade 3 Bayakoa Stakes at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A short field of 6 there as well. 9-5 favorite is Loved. 2-1 second choice is Corningstone. And a first post time at Oaklawn is at 10:30. That feature race is the 9th race of 10 on the card. Sunland Park has all quarter horses today. Their first post time at Sunland Park is at 11:25. 9 quarter horse races, 5 of them will be trials. 11:25 at Sunland. And then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has a super high 5 carryover, $11,243. 10 races today at Santa Anita. And the first post time there is at 12:30 today, 12:30 at Santa Anita. And the San Marcos Stakes is their feature race at a mile and a quarter on the turf for 4-year-olds and up, a field of 8 before any scratches. Big favorite in the race at 8-5 is Truly Quality with the Mr. Chaminade aboard. First post time at Santa Anita today is at 12:30 for their 10 race card. And then we have Delta Downs, 9 races today, first post time 2:50. Turfway Park, pick 6 jackpot carryover, $57,175. And a first post time at Turfway Park for 10 races set at 2:55. The Valdale Stakes is their feature race for 3-year-old fillies. It'll be the 7th on the card at 6.5 furlongs. And the favorite in that race at 2-1 is Magical Betty. Turfway Park, first post time, 2:55. The fairgrounds has a twilight post time there today. 3 o'clock is the first post time today at the fairgrounds here in the Pacific time zone. They have 8 races on their Super Bowl Eve big card at the fairgrounds. First post time is at 3 p.m. That at the fairgrounds. And I do believe the final race track on the card is Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos, well, Charlestown actually has got a first post time at 4 p.m. Charlestown's first post time, 4 p.m. Pick Six jackpot carryover, $5,958. 8 races at Charlestown. First post time is at 4 p.m. today. Okay, that's it. Now we go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You getting ready, huh?
I'm Super getting Bowl. Ready. Yeah, we're all ready for that Super Bowl, man. It's, you know, look, you know as well as I do, everybody's a fan. Everybody wants to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow, and that's why racing will be conducted early tomorrow at Santa Anita, get it out of the way before the first kickoff. But today, correct. We have qualifying points for what we call our Super Bowl, which is the Kentucky Derby, and that is the Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay Downs. So what say you about that race? Have you looked at it?
I did look at it, and listen, Owen Almighty really has done nothing wrong. He was DQ'd last time. The whole question in this race, Ralph, is you have horses stretching out. You know, most of the field is stretching out to 2 turns for the first time. Owen Almighty's done nothing wrong, and Naughty Rascal has done nothing wrong. They actually put up Naughty Rascal last time out when they DQ'd Owen Almighty. Those are the 2 horses. You know, they look better than the rest of them. John Hancock, the Brad Cox horse, is going to take a lot of money because Flavian Pratt opts to ride him, but I don't know how far he really wants to go. I like Owen Almighty and Naughty Rascal. Obviously, Naughty Rascal 6-1, so that's probably the play, but I would make an exact the bucks.
Now, these two, as you say, finished first and second, and then second and first after the DQ, but these two were battling right to the wire in that race, right?
Yeah, that's why I don't even understand the morning line, to be honest with you. I mean, they made the 6, the horse that was DQ'd 2-1. He went off favorite last time against him, I guess. Oh, they went off basically the same price. Anyway, Naughty Rascal listed at 6-1. That's not a fair price. I think if you get anywhere near that price, that's the right horse to play.
And maybe he'll win square up today. But everybody thinks that Owen Almighty is going to get a very careful and very focused ride from Irad Ortiz Jr. to get the job done today in the Sam F. David. So it looks like those two there. Flavian Pratt's horse at 3-1 is the second choice in the race on the morning line, and I guess it's the presence of Flavian Pratt that made that happen.
And Brad Cox, and the horse is 1-1, 1 first out over the track, which is a plus. But the question is, you know, in career start number 2 to go 2 turns, I don't know if he's up to it at this point.
Okay, well, then we got Owen Almighty there. What about the Suncoast? That'll happen a little bit earlier in the day. That's for 3-year-old fillies. That also has 20 Kentucky Oaks points for the Kentucky Oaks the day before the Derby.
Yeah, that's the 9th race on the card today at Tampa for people that are playing it. I'm going to give you 2 horses that you have to use. You know, I don't have a strong opinion in the race, but number 2, Dancing Magic, who's 8-1, 3-year-old filly from the Michael Campbell barn. Last 2 races at Tampa, both of them very good. But again, similar to the Sam F. Davis, most of these horses are trying 2 turns for the first time. But she's on the improve. And there's a horse that ran very well first time out in the race, the number 5 horse, Junta, who was scratched the other day for this spot. Won 7 furlongs first out, not an easy thing to do. She did it at Tampa. She's worked well after the race, and she's listed at 12-1. So the 2 and the 5 are 2 horses with whoever you decide to use. I would certainly include.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to use the 2 and the 5, and I got to use the 3 horse, Italian Saray. My goodness.
Of course.
and not only is Italian Saray Italian a name, but Flavian Pratt happens to be riding that horse. So I'm going to do the 2.
Well, 2, 3, 5 exactabox.
Yeah, I'm going to do the 2, 3, 5 exactabox. Exactly. All right, those are the 2 races at Tampa Bay, but I know you have selections for us because you did. 4 sheets today. So where are we going first?
Well, let's go to Aqueduct and look at the 8th race today. And Ralph, it's a full field, 11 horses. That would have made up 3 races yesterday, but 11 horses in 1 race. And I like the 11 horse in here. treaty obligation. This is a five-year-old gelding who was claimed by Linda Rice three starts back, and he's run very well in all three of the races. He's drawn well outside, 9-2 on the morning line. Ruben Silvera aboard to ride. I like number 11, treaty obligation, to win today's eighth race at an aqueduct.
All right, at the Big A, we got some field sizes today, and then the eighth race, 11 are in it, and you like number 11, treaty obligation. The 11th treaty obligation is your play at aqueduct. Where are we going next?
Gulfstream, race number 12, and this is a wide-open race, another big field, 12 horses entered here, and I like the number 5 horse, Dreams of My Father. This is a 3-year-old colt who tried grass last time for the first time and ran very well. He now was transferred to the Jose D'Angelo barn. This is a major trainer change. This horse is listed at 10-1 on the morning line, Edgar Perez aboard to ride. Number 5, Dreams of My Father, upsets and wins today's 12th race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, we'll wait until the 12th and final race at Gulfstream to get that winner. Number 5, Dreams of My Father, the 5 at 10-1 on the morning line. I'll wait for that in the 12th race, the 5, Dreams of My Father at Gulfstream. I know you're going to wrap it up with a Santa Anita selection.
I do. I like the 10th race, and I assume they're on the grass. I don't think they had any more rain. Anyway, this selection is for turf only. Full field of 11, Ralph. I like the number 9 horse in here, one-time mark. A 6-year-old gelding from the Mark Glatt barn. Tiago Pereira aboard to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. I like number 9, one-time mark, to win today's 10th and final out at Santa Anita.
All right, we're going to wait till the last race at Santa Anita to get our dinner money. And then the 10th and final race, we like the 9, one-time mark. Tiago Pereira aboard at 9-2. The 9 in the 10th race at Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody that Jonathan Hardoon's been doing hard work. He's got 4 sheets today, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and what's the other one?
Oaklawn.
Oaklawn Park, that's right, Oaklawn. I forgot Oaklawn. Sorry about that.
No problem.
By the way, the Oaklawn, the rescheduled Biocoa, in that race, you got two favorites. You got Corning Stone and Loved. Does it look like a lock-em-up exacta there?
What race is it? Give me a number.
It's the 9th race, the Biocoa.
Okay. Actually, Ralph, Loved looks a little better than the rest. It was the Brendan Walsh horse, the 6.
All right, so Loved is the horse that you'd put on top, and if Corningstone gets there, that'll be the two favorites running 1-2. See, I had to get one more out of you, Jonathan.
There you go.
It's Super Bowl weekend. All right, anyhow, thanks a lot. You got the 4 sheets, and where can they get them?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
We'll chat with you tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Coming up next, we got Rich Eng standing by. He's got another prop bet for the Super Bowl. And I got the man who's making the odds for that with his team right here at the South Point, Vinny Maliulo. He'll be on set with us next as well. Don't you do it. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. As you know, there's something a little bit that's going to be happening tomorrow. It's called the Super Bowl. I have Vinny Melillo standing by with me right here on set. And, of course, Vinny will give us a little bit of the take of all the great things that are going on here at the Super for the Super Bowl, the parties and all that, and a couple of pops of the odds as well. But first, we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, Ralph. And Richard.
Richie,
good to
Ralph,
be with you guys.
Chatters and everybody else, right?
Gotta love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Richie, I know that you've been giving us some of your thoughts on the multitudes of prop bets that are happening for the Super Bowl. And now you teased yesterday with saying you have one more that you played, and you were going to give it to us today. So fess up, buddy.
Yeah, actually, I fudged, Ralph. I bet two more, and this will be it. I'm not going to bet any tomorrow. What I'll do is I'll live bet the game tomorrow if anything comes up during the course of the game.
Hold on a second, Richie. Vinny, it's just like, you know, when you come to the Super Bowl, if a guy's going to make one or two bets, then you get into these props, and it's a never-ending, I'll take that one, too. It's like shopping, you know, like a woman shopping at the mall.
I can tell you this. I bet the over on Rich Eng one or two. I can tell you right now. There's going to be something that. Well, no, and seriously, what? Because Richard does his homework, and what he's looking for too is if he sees movement, then that may trigger something else as well. So he's had time to bet the props. Yeah. He's bet some. Yeah. He'll bet some more today. And I think we can entice him with a couple of more after that.
You know as well as I do, when he gets in the heat of the moment tomorrow, as the time is ticking away to kickoff time, he's going to find something else. But for today, Richie, what were the two?
Two of them are Kansas City, Butker, over 1.5 field goals. That's -150. I think Kansas City is going to be in the red zone and on the cusp of field goal position many times. Butker, over 1.5 field goals. And the one with a little spicy odds at 10-1 is, will there be overtime? I bet yes at 10-1. You know, the last year's Super Bowl went to overtime. 2 years ago, it almost went to overtime with the Chiefs and the Eagles at 35-35. So at 10-1, I say, what the heck? Let's put some pizza money on it.
Now, Richie, you know as well as I do that I'm just like you. I was shopping for props. I got several props I've already bet. And I bet that the Super Bowl would go into overtime the year that it did, because as I was researching, and my thought was this. If the odds makers are going to make the spread in the game three or less, that's telling us and the professional gamblers that move those lines, that's telling us that they think this thing is going to come right down to the wire. Now, if you think it's going to come right down to the wire, in the entire history of the Super Bowl, there has never been to go overtime until 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I took that bet. I think I got that bet at something like a 950-1 at the time. But that is a very popular bet this year. Now, you got it what odds?
10.
Vinny?
Well, we opened it at, you could have got 12.
I know.
But it's been a steady stream, and folks do. Well, you have to remember, too, you mentioned the fact that it's a close point spread.
Sure.
The last three Super Bowls have fell three.
Yeah.
So, this is a situation where very much, and you look at the number now, it's basically pick right now, right, with the Chiefs as one-point favorites. Also, more money coming in on the Eagles this week. For initially, the first week was Chiefs, and we got as high as 2, but now down to 1. Don't be shocked if this game closes with the Eagles favored. Don't be shocked. Slightly
favored. Wow.
Don't be shocked.
Wow. There's a South Point scoop from an odds maker right here.
Wouldn't surprise me. There's some picks out there already.
I can tell you this. I got to the window too late. Because when I saw on the sheet, it said 12 plus 1,200 for the going overtime. And when I saw 650, I said, you know, I'm going to back up maybe when you get the cluster of all of those people betting props in the next 24 hours,
right,
that they might go ahead and see that and maybe bet no, and then I can get it up. I'll take it at about plus 800, but we'll wait and see.
If you're going to bet the yes, bet it now. Don't wait, because everybody's going to.
Right, everybody and their mother.
Well, that's why, you know, so yeah, Richard got a good price. If you're thinking yes, I wouldn't wait, because I think, you know, the thing is, too, a lot of folks do two things. So Richard, you know, is he does his homework, and he mentioned this first prop where it's $1.50 about Butker going over in terms of field goals. Don't be afraid to lay a price sometime. But folks, generally, the public loves to bet a little to win a lot.
Yeah, sure.
And take a chance on a, you know, something like 8-1, 10-1, 12-1. And again, you know, do it. Stay within your means. You know, to the folks out there listening, and you have experienced bettors out there, listener Ralph, as does Richard. But you know what? To the average person, too, you sprinkle it around a little bit. And, you know, if you have a couple hundred, you maybe put 100 on the game, and then you pick about, you know, 5 or 10 prop bets. And I think Richard brings up an excellent point, too. I think this game is going to be, the end game for this game is going to be enormous because I think it can go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it is basically a pick'em game, as the game unfolds, I think we'll see quite a bit of in-game action on this game.
Oh, you better believe it. And it's going to be great. And before we, I'll save that for last. Richie, give me your pick for today.
Yeah, I'm on a nice streak this week, Ralph. Three horse winners this week.
Yep.
Let's see if we can go for four. Santa Anita Race 9, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. A horse I've cashed a couple tickets with is number 7, Ang and Ash. 6-1 in the morning line. This horse just got claimed by Ryan Hansen. But if you notice, the last time this horse won, Hector Berrios was riding. He's the king of the turf currently in Southern California. 6-1 is the square price. 7, Ang and Ash.
And that's Hector Berrios, who does very good work on the turf course. This ninth race is on the turf course at 6.5 furlongs. Number 7, Ang and Ash. Let's make it 4 in a row, Richie.
Yeah, I'm all for that, Ravi.
All right, now, Rich, before I let you go, I want to get back to Vinny for just a second. Vinny, when you're saying, you know, don't overreact, but, you know, just take your whatever bankroll you have and have some fun with it, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about it is they don't have to spend a lot of money before they get to actually make a bet, not here at the South Point.
No.
Because they start parking their car for free. They walk in for free. You got all of these parties going on in ballrooms and the lounges, and the race book will turn into a seating for sports right after the last race is over for the Super Bowl. And all of the other places, and the food and drink prices are ridiculously low.
Can't beat it, Ralph.
The first real money that's coming out of their pocket is to make a bet.
It's when you get to the counter. And, and again, the way the tracks and every other sport have adjusted their schedules, so everything will be focused around the Super Bowl. You mentioned it, you know, free parking. We'll have about, we'll be able to accommodate here at South Point about 7,000 people, okay, too. When you look at, so the showroom, right? Wow. And again, we've got the various lounges around the property. Of course, the race and sports book and the race book. Will turn into a satellite sports book. We'll have it up in the event center, up in the convention area, the
showroom.
VIP parties. I mentioned the showroom is as well. So wherever you go, it'll be the focus of the wagering. And again, you can't beat free admission. So it's first come, first serve. We do have a VIP party for our invited guests, but everything is first come, first serve, and free parking, free admission. And I have to tell you, Chris Andrews did a great job too. He took a picture of last year's menu and posted it on social media. I don't think the prices have gone up since last year. So
$2
for a beer. I mean, I think the most expensive thing was like $5 or $8.
Here's you can get a bucket, a 6-pack bucket of Budweiser for $20.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so
come on,
you can't beat that.
That's like
cost you $20 for more than $20 for a beer in
on the strip.
Some places,
north of here. Sell, I could say it. It's on the strip. So here's the deal. And not only that, but on the food menu, they've got this great big roast beef type thing sandwich, like for $6. You can't get it for $6 on non-Super Bowl days anywhere in a restaurant or a fast food place in this town. And they got it there. And there's great stuff, too. You've got to come out, folks.
And I'm sorry, Ralph. I did ask. People did ask, and I just got a text, too, about the seating in the sport. We don't charge for seating. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe if I charge for seating. Maybe
no,
if I charge.
No, no.
Maybe if I charge for seating years ago, I'd still be at one of those other properties.
No, no.
Hey, Vinny, you just saved me $800, Vinny. Thank you.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, I know. I want you to bring it to the window.
Yeah, that's right. That's where they want you guys to spend your money, enjoying the food, the atmosphere, the drinks, and if you want to bet, you got enough money in your limited bankroll to do that and enjoy yourself. This is going to be Super Bowl Central here in Las Vegas. If you've ever been to the South Point, you know how big this property is, and you will be able to see and hear the Super Bowl from one end of this place to the other, and in the second floor with all the ballrooms as well. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I'll guarantee if a guy was playing blackjack during the Super Bowl, he'd be able to watch the game from the blackjack table.
Oh, you'll be able to see. Yeah, there's again, the Super Bowl takes over the property. The betting focus for sure.
All right, we're going to blow off the last commercial, and we're going to get to John Lindo and Jerry Jackos in just a minute. But I do want to, Vinny, I know you're a horse player too. What do you think about the Sam Davis?
I like the Sam. You know what? I have to be in. Of course, coming on with Ralph and Richard today.
Absolutely.
I looked at the races. Chris and I both looked at it yesterday, and we're gonna wheel a few horses here. Going to put Treaty of Rome, Chad Brown's horse, on top, and then also use the three John Hancock with Flavian Pratt. I mean, you can't leave out the six horse, but he's kind of short. Chrissy likes the eight, Naughty Rascal. So we're gonna do a little.
Your box is the 2-3-8. Chris, of course, likes Naughty Rascal. He was the horse that got disqualified when
he did. Yeah,
I mean, got the win through a disqualification when Owen Almighty did not do a good thing to him last time out.
So, but I think you have to use Owen Almighty too, right? I mean, it's hard to leave.
When you get Ortiz and you get Pratt. You're living dangerously if you don't stick them guys in.
You don't want to be foolish.
All right. So the one prop that's really getting hit right now is to go overtime. It went from 1,200 to 650. Any other hot props real quick before we go?
Successful two-point conversion, the no, from 250 to 270. That one there. A lot of individual props too, Ralph. I mean, if you look at the will the team that scores last win the game? From 2-1 up to 230 on the yes. So
there's a lot of them that going up too.
There's a lot of interest. There's something for everybody on these. And then we put up the cross sport props yesterday.
Yes.
So you'll get involved with
There's the one thing that is a little bugaboo for this show. Did you put a cross prop from the Super Bowl to horse racing?
We did not do that, Ralph. Yeah. You're right. That's a shame. Well, you know what? We still have time.
don't put me on the spot. That's all you, pal.
We've got time.
Anyhow, thanks a lot, Vinny. I know you guys are really busy here and all that stuff there. We're going to bring in John. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll let you go.
Yeah, thanks. Good luck, everybody.
Good to see you, buddy.
All right, let's bring in John Lindo. You can stay there.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with Vinny. Let's hear what John's
John Lindo. John, good morning. I got Vinny with me on set here, as if he doesn't have anything better to do on the day before Super Bowl as the odds maker here. Good morning.
Well, it sounds like the horse racing computer-assisted wagering guys are going to be on the Eagles tomorrow, according to Vinny.
So far. You know, initially, again, the first week, it was pretty much, it was all Chiefs. And again, we opened the game 1, and the Chiefs went to 2 in week 1, right after the two conference title games. But as we got further into this week, down to 1, they took the 2, they took the 1.5, and so we're down to 1 right now.
Well, you know why it got Chiefs earlier, don't you? All the Swifties showed up. The Swifties showed up.
By the way, again, you guys know this, but I have to make this public service announcement. No, there will not be a prop on how many times, she's shown the length of the national anthem, the color of the Gatorade. Somebody knows it, okay?
That's right.
So I'm not going to. There are certain things you have to be.
I could see one of the producers of the Super Bowl sending a guy here, the over-under for Taylor Swift on TV, how many times, and he keeps switching to her, and you're thinking to yourself, what the heck's going on?
I can tell you, here's a great example, real quick. I know we're up against, I know you have a dot, but here's the thing. A few years ago, the national anthem, there were some places that put up the length of the national anthem. Well, this outfit had a guy in the parking lot at Raymond James Stadium timing the rehearsals and just mailing it in. So, you have to be a little. And again, if you can't find something in 20 pages of props, legal side, if you don't want
to
bet.
If it comes down to the color of the Gatorade, I don't think you should be betting.
No.
In any case, stay right there. Yep. John, I know that we're running a little bit late on time, but we're looking at Santa Anita today. And all I can say is the horse that you picked yesterday got that first-time apprentice on it, and he was not ready for the start. He almost fell off the horse. But I'm putting that horse on my watch list again because he made a big move on the turn, just flattened out because he was like in a zip code last after the first half, after the first quarter mile in a six-furlong race. That was impossible to have. But we're going to put him on that, and we'll get a winner from you today.
Let's go to the ninth race today at Santa Anita, Ralph. In the ninth race, number five, Lamborghini, got a chance to sprint on the turf for the first time last out. She really looked good. She leveled off nice, gets to go down the hill today. I think she'll like the longer sprint even more. I think she's found what she wants to do. There's a lot of pace to set her up. 3-1 on the morning line, number five, Lamborghini comes right back to win again, race nine at Santa Anita. And a quick update for you, Ralph. Kent DeSarmo was supposed to ride today at Aqueduct.
Yeah.
The stewards there will not let him ride. There was a problem with his licensing, so he's there. He's not going to ride today.
Well, maybe they'll put him on TV, do an analysis of the race or something. So we got Kent DeSormo is going to be replaced on that stakes race at Aqueduct today. Thanks a lot for the update, John. And, of course, the Linda Report covering all the races today, a suggested late pick four and all the goody information at the bottom. One complete comprehensive Linda Report is available only in one place. In this gaming capital, and it's right here at the South Point Racebook because they love horse players, even if you're going to bet the Super Bowl tomorrow. How about that? All right. Thanks a lot, John, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck tomorrow, Vinny.
Same to you, buddy.
All right. Now we're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. The answer is red 37 in 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
Excellent.
So you
Gatorade,
got
Swift, and the timing of the national anthem.
All right.
And now I can't get better.
Now,
what he did to me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What if the Eagles win? They're not going to be doused with red Gatorade. There's got to be a green Gatorade out there waiting for them.
Red.
Red. Okay. Oh, another
Chiefs.
Oh, so you like the Chiefs today.
There you go. He's got the jacket on.
I'm killing the Chiefs.
All right. Okay.
Listen, I think if they could win three in a row, Mahomes and Reed and Spagnuolo, that would be the greatest of all time, and I'd have to take my hat off to them. I don't think they're as good a team personnel-wise as the Eagles, but there's something about that Andy Reed and that Patrick Mahomes. So.
I will say one thing. The Spagnuolo, I think, is the difference. That guy is unbelievable defensive.
Well, he won two with the Giants.
Yeah. And then, yes.
Yeah, which, and by the way, you're a Giants fan, so you know how impossible that was, and he still won with them. So, in any case,
it's not easy for me to see him on the other side of the world.
We've got about a minute to get two picks from you. Go to Aqueduct.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. You know, I was in Cascais in Portugal 2 years ago. That's who we're picking in the eighth, Cascais, properly pronounced. The five in race number eight over the 2, 3, 4, and 9 in reverse.
All right, 2, 3, 4.
Cascais.
2, 3, 4, 9 in the eighth race. Listen. Both the John Lendo and Rich Eng and you and Jonathan Ardoon gave me two Sirocco plays today. First of all, Santa Anita, John Lendo's and Rich Eng's have two picks, and they're the 5 and the 7, so the exact box is the 5-7-7-5 in the ninth at Santa Anita. And the other Sirocco play now is the 8th race with you having the 5, king over the link-ups of 2, 3, 4, and 9, and Jonathan Ardoon liking the 11th. So the Sirocco exacta box is going to be 5-11-11-5, and I'm assuming you'll put the 11 in as a link up as well.
I absolutely will.
Okay, good.
John's my man. I love John.
All right, now we're going to get to Santa Anita real quick, and we'll be on our way.
Go to the second race. This looks sort of binary to me. Tiny Prancer, if she runs, she wins. If she doesn't run, who knows? None of them look like they want to run, but she's got more talent than the rest, so I'll take the 7 over the 1-4-6. Reverses, okay. Maybe to break even.
All right, second race at Santa Anita, the 7 over 1-4-6 and reverse. The 7 is the key. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Vinny, I want to thank you a lot for being with us today.
Good to be with you, Ralph, all the guys.
If you guys are playing the Super Bowl, if you're going to the Super Bowl anywhere in this town and you don't come here, That's the first bad beat you'll get of the day.
And don't forget Nickel Vig on the point spread. Minus 105 on straight bet on the side.
How about that, Jerry?
That's pretty kind.
Good 10 stuff, cent huh? money line too. All 10 right. cent straddle.
All right. Go ahead and say it, Jerry. It's your last word.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.